but Brian Connors himself, the king of them all, that I got me eye fixed on. They can't escape, you know, as long as you don't look away. Now the night was dark, and the mountain was covered with mist. And the moon was no bigger than the light from a wee penny candle. But it didn't hide him from me. For there he stood, with an angry little gap on him, and his face as fierce as fire. King Brian, me old boy, I've got you at last, and I'm not gonna let you go until you grant me the favor of 3 grand wishes.
Wait now, maybe we can talk this over. Will you have a pinch of snuff?
Aye, and you blow it into me eyes. I'm up to all your dirty little tricks.
You've gone too far. You'll get no wishes from me at all now.
You'll either give them to me or else you'll answer to the church. I'll have Father Murphy curse you with a blessing that'll shrivel you up in a minute.
All right then. Wish your wishes and be done with it. I've work to do at home.
Ah, don't rush me.
Don't rush you? Huh. Mean to say you're not going to wish for a crack of gold?
I may in due time. But what's gold to a man if he be too sick or too sad to enjoy it?
You're the thinking man.
I am. And me first wish is you'll grant me health.
Granted.
Now, me second wish is a small wish indeed, but it means a lot to me. I want a big crop of potatoes.
Granted.
And me third wish is for the crock of gold.
Granted.
My fourth wish.
Try me. You'll find I'm a generous man.
Then I'll be a generous man. I'd like a crock of gold like this for my good friend, Tom Kerrigan. And another one for that decent man, Pat Scanlon. And another one for that door full of a woman, Molly Malloy.
Is that your fourth wish?
It is.
Three wishes I'll grant you, great wishes or small, but you wish a fourth one and you lose them all.
Wasn't I the fool of the world, letting him trick me into the fourth wish, and me knowing better?
Ah, dear.